We are going to open, reopen the local station board meeting that was recessed. And we're on the item of PMB committee elections. I'm sorry, was there a question over here? Okay, Roberta Eidman, you have the floor. Please use the microphone.
Yes, regarding the audit committee, which is critical to the life of the of Pacifica, given the our funding irregularities and loss of a possible license. I listened to all the audit meetings of the last year, and I second what Myla said about the obstructionism and the unprofessionalism and even not letting the auditors speak when they were sitting there waiting to give information to the group. My feeling is that until we know who will be our permanent executive director, because we got disputing stories for a year, that they were paid. No, they weren't paid. We got to pay them. They didn't get paid. Until we have a firm working relationship signed and executed with a CFO at the level of a Sam Agarwal, and the board did approve to extend a consultancy to him. I don't know if that's been executed at this point, but I think this is such a critical moment that unless we have reliable people at the helm who will take action and give us the assessment that Sam Agarwal will be asked to do as to how bad our books are and what it will take to get them in auditable shape and how much that would even cost us to do the extra work needed, I think it's a very precarious role at this point. So I'm just putting it out there that as much as I might have been interested in the audit committee, it's so vulnerable and so open to possibly legal action that it strikes me as until strong, reliable, new people are at the top levels, we're in trouble.
Well, I don't think that you're liable unless you're on
the
specific.
Okay, now, we do want to move into actually getting people on these committees instead of just talking about it all.
Can I speak?
But I'm sorry, Myla has the floor, then I'll call on Ms. Wright.
I would just like to know if there are any people who have some kind of financial experience who might be willing to be on the audit committee. I'd just like to know that, to see whether or not we can nominate those individuals.
Thank you, Ms. Reason. Dorothy?
So I think that we're not liable unless we're actually on the Pacifica National Board. Yeah, so people from the LSB are not. Wait, I have another question. Grace, is there any the audit committee meetings are on a night that I have to be in another meeting, so I wind up driving.
Yes.
Shut up. So I wind up having to attend the meetings as I'm driving, and so I can't read the materials as I'm driving. And I'm just wondering if there's going to be any way that we could make those meetings on it. It's the one night of the month, or there's three nights of the month or so that I'm not available during those from 5:30 to 7:30 at a desk with a computer.
Okay. The committee itself can change the meeting time and date.
So would you support me in changing that? Then I would stay on the
committee. Okay. Yeah, can we handle that after the meeting? Thank you.
Point of information. Where are we on the agenda?
Okay. We're moving the agenda right now.
I have a question, please.
I call the orders of the day. Let's use the agenda.
Okay. Point of clarification, Barbara.
Thank you. I'm looking at the committees listed here for the National Board, and I don't see a finance committee. Is that true, or is Finance Committee also...
We can answer that. The Finance Committee is composed of treasurers and an appointed PNB director appointed by the PNB.
Okay, so not...
No LSB members.
Thank you.
And also, further point of clarification, if you haven't already figured it out, item C on the agenda, Personnel Committee, you can cross that out because we will not be voting on that committee. So let's move into nominations for the Elections Committee. Do I hear any nominations? And self-nominations are perfectly warranted. Barbara?
Okay. I'll nominate myself.
Okay.
For Governance Committee.
Barbara Marbach has been nominated for the Elections Committee.
No, wait a minute.
Governance.
I'm sorry.
We're doing one election at a time.
We're doing elect.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right, we're doing one at a time.
Okay.
Elections Committee. Thank you for that correction. Myla?
I'd like to nominate Jan Goodman. She is not here, but she informed me that she would be willing to serve on that committee.
So we're able to elect two people.
However, let me just ask you, since she's a national board member, is it appropriate to nominate her or not?
No proxy nominations, please.
Oh, that's a good point.
Why not?
Okay, excuse me. I would like to hear from our directors. So we have Jan and Jonathan on this point.
Great.
I'm sorry, Grace.
Jan, is that what you're doing?
So no. The question is, I'm sorry.
No, she's a director. The directors are on the committee separately.
They join by themselves.
So you do not nominate directors, and plus she's not here. Okay, so we have Barbara is nominated for the elections committee. Are there any other nominations?
She wanted governance.
Point of information.
Aren't we doing elections first?
Man,
point of information.
But I wanted to be governance.
That's why I got confused.
Yes, it was
point of information. I have a question.
Okay. We are taking nominations for the elections committee.
Point of
I
information.
I figured that out.
I have a question.
Hold on. Let me finish talking, Myla. Then I'll call on you. Okay? Thank you. Myla. Please, go ahead.
Okay, here's my question. I'm willing to serve again on the audit committee unless there's somebody else who is more qualified than I am to serve.
Okay.
And hold on. So I don't know at this point. If I find someone to replace me on the audit committee, then I would like to be on the elections committee. But I don't know whether I should run for the elections committee because I don't want to be on both committees.
I'll run for the audit committee.
Okay.
Fantastic. Can I nominate myself for elections?
All right.
Okay. I have for the elections committee. One person has been nominated, Myla Reason. Are there any other nominations for the Elections Committee? We are able to have two people on each of the committees, correct? Going once. Going twice. Okay. So hearing no other nominations, is anyone opposed to Myla being on the Elections Committee? Hearing no objections, congratulations, Myla, you are on the Elections Committee. We are opening up nominations for the Governance Committee. I already have Barbara nominated for the Governance Committee. Are there any other nominations for the Governance Committee? Ken Aaron. Are you nominating yourself?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, Ken Aaron has nominated himself. Are there any? So right now I have Barbara Marbach and Ken Aaron are nominated to run for the Governance Committee. We're allowed two people on that committee. Are there any further nominations? Hearing none, I close nominations. Are there any objections to Barbara Marbach and Ken Aaron serving as our representatives on the Governance Committee?
I just have a question. Ken's our treasurer. So if he can do both of those, there's no objections. I wasn't sure. That's why I'm asking.
Okay. Hearing no objections, congratulations, Ken Aaron and Barbara Marbach, for being our representatives on the Governance Committee. Thank you. Next is the Audit Committee. I'm sorry, Dorothy, did you say that you would like to Okay, so Dorothy, you would like to nominate yourself for the Audit Committee. I also agreed to be on the Audit Committee. Are there any other nominations for the Audit Committee? So right now we're allowed two people on the Audit Committee, Dorothy Reich and Jamie Gomez. have been nominated to serve on the Audit Committee. Are there any objections to placing Dorothy and Jamie on the Audit Committee as our representatives? Hearing none, congratulations, Dorothy Reich and Jamie Gomez. You are now our representatives on the Audit Committee. Do I hear any nominations for the Programming Committee?
Fernando.
Okay. Fernando Velasquez has been nominated for the Programming Committee. Do you accept that nomination? Yes. I got an affirmative over there. Steve Kaiser?
I nominate myself for the Programming Committee.
Steve Kaiser has been nominated for the Programming Committee. Is there anyone else that would like to nominate anyone for the Programming Committee? Mansoor?
Yes, I nominated myself.
Okay.
He's a director. You're a director, sorry.
Okay. Did you want to nominate anyone else? No? Okay. We're able to place two people on the Programming Committee. We have, I'm sorry, Reza?
I nominate Fernando for Programming
Committee. I already did.
He's there.
I would like to nominate Lisa.
Okay. Lisa, would you like to accept? Okay. We have three people nominated for the Programming Committee. Steve Kaiser.
I'd like to withdraw my
nomination. We have two people nominated for the Programming Committee. Fernando Velasquez, Lisa Wong. Any other nominations for the Programming Committee? Going once, twice, three times. Are there any objections to Lisa Wong and Fernando Velasquez serving as our two representatives on the Programming Committee? Hearing none, congratulations, Lisa and Fernando. You're our representatives on the Programming Committee. Affiliate Task Force. I would like to nominate Jamie Gomez for the Affiliate Task Force. It's the task force dealing with affiliates, stations, who use Pacifica programming on their stations. So, Affiliate Task Force, I have one nomination. Do we have any other nominations for the Affiliate Task Force? Adam Rice would like to nominate himself also as our representative for the Affiliate Task Force. Are there any other nominations for representatives for the Affiliate Task Force? Going once? Twice? Sold. We have two nominations for the Affiliate Task Force, Adam Rice and Jamie Gomez. Are there any objections to these two people serving on the Affiliate Task Force? Hearing no objections, congratulations, Adam Rice and Jamie Gomez. You are our representatives on the Affiliate Task Force. Archives Task Force.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Myla? And Myla Reason and Roberta Eidman have been nominated for the Affiliates Task Force.
No, archive.
I'm sorry. For the Archives Task Force, let me start over again. Myla Reason and Roberta Eidman have been nominated for the Archives Task Force. Are there any other nominations for the Archives Task Force? Hearing none. Are there any objections to Myla Reason and Roberta Eidman serving as our representatives on the Archives Task Force? Hearing none, congratulations, Myla Reason and Roberta Eidman, for being our representatives on the Archives Task Force. Okay, now we can move into public comments.
You're not running this. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I decide I want to come.
Wait, hold on, don't start quite yet. They get the timing down, Augustine.
Yeah, Mero?
Okay. Thank you. Please, sir, go ahead.
You're welcome. I'm Agustin Cevada. I'm a member of the Chicano Roundtable, and we have noticed that the racism against the Chicano people here at KPFK is very damaging to our community. We can't get our things that we talk about to the community out there to get people to go to different demonstrations and things like that. You know, it's a public thing of information that we can put out there, but there are certain people who do not like bilingual programming. As a matter of fact, I was stopped from finishing an interview with an activist from Riverside by Rodrigo Argueta, and, you know, it really surprised me. And then other people jumped on the bandwagon, including Fernando Velasquez, saying that the Jewish Journal would go against us and all that, you know, and a bunch of slander that came against us. And that has to be addressed, you know. Try to talk to Leslie Radford, and she said, well, it can't be done here by us, because that was held at somebody's home. And I can't understand that if they are under the auspices of KPFK, why can't they do it? You know, why can't she do her job? What about Mr. Production member for Life, Alan Minsky? He's supposed to be able to do certain things in programming, and he is not taking into account the Chicano people. We are, according to our investigation, there's about 7 million Chicanos in LA County alone, and that's quite a few that need to be reached, and they're not being reached by KPFK because there's obstructionism. There's a whole complaint against Chicanos in this entity, KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cevada.
Bernie Eisenberg again. So on my computer, I actually use filters to filter my emails into various folders. And one day, I received an email that looked like a KPFK email. It was the dispatch. You guys all get the dispatch from dispatch@kpfk.org?
No,
you should be getting the dispatch if you're a member.
No cross talk.
However, this email was not filtered into my KPFK dispatch folder because it didn't come from dispatch@kpfk.org. I'm really sorry that Maggie LePeak left, because this is an issue that has to do with her. It came from priestamunra@gmail.com. Now, Priest is Maggie's
intern.
He may be a very good guy. I have nothing against Priest. But this KPFK dispatch should not be coming from a private email, no matter who that person is. And so I raised the issue. I was hoping that Maggie would be here. Apparently she's gone. And I just bring it to your attention. And if you're not getting the KPFK dispatch, do you know how to sign on for it?
Subscribe. There's a link on the website.
Link on the website to subscribe. Very good information on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie.
The general manager should be coming in, hopefully momentarily, sometime soon to do her presentation. Grace Aaron spoke of the 2016-15 audit not have been done, and that's not properly adequate. That's not adequate. So the general manager should be addressing that, and the 2016 is underway. I wanted to speak about what Mr. Cevada.
Could people please respect whoever is speaking and not have talking in the room? Thank you.
Mr. Cevada twice has spoken derogatorily against Mr. Argueta. Mr. Argueta, for a very long time, has been protective of his segment. And also trying to get him back into the airwaves of KPFK so he could produce collectively with other people. But he has ruined that possibility because he made false accusations of a program that was never had and content that was never heard. And he has not been able to provide proof. And this stands accusing Mr. Regetta. I wanted to clear the record, and he speaks not fondly of APE, and APE is an association that has been working very, very hard to do the very best by KPFK. We have a new programmer that just recently came in, and give us your name.
Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Sabino Martínez y soy de los nuevos programadores de la asociación de APE. Y tenemos un programa de rock en español o en varios idiomas, ¿verdad? De diferentes países. Tratamos de expandir la música hacia la juventud, estamos viendo otros sectores, ¿verdad? Y aquí lo que vemos.
And I am a new programmer on Friday nights. We have somewhat of a very mixed rock format, and we're trying to expand the programming to really catering to the youth. And in that form, we are attracting a lot of listeners. We're growing.
Estamos haciéndolo bilingüe porque se nos pidió hacerlo en inglés también para que los que hablan inglés entiendan. Pero es ahora, supuestamente debería de haber sido en español. Y de esta manera, pues nos vemos afectados porque nuestra primer lengua, que nosotros no decidimos que fuera nuestra primer lengua, es español. Entonces, pues nos incomoda un poquito lo que es estar traduciendo y eso, pero tenemos alguien que lo está haciendo, ¿verdad?
And we have someone, even though it's difficult doing the bilingual, the translation simultaneously, we are making an effort and it is difficult, so the program is going through its birthing and process, okay.
Y entre esa parte de lo que es el trabajo de la traducción de español a inglés, está una chica que es una nena de 15 años, ¿no? Entonces, ella
es. We also have a youth, a 15-year-old, in the program, in the collective.
Entonces, eso es lo que nos está abriendo, ¿no? Nos está abriendo otras generaciones. Aquí estamos viendo unas generaciones que se están aferrando a algunas cosas, a algunos puestos, autonombramientos, y eso, pues, no sé si es válido, ¿verdad? Pero
and various different youth segments are really attracted to certain areas, and this is what we're trying to tap into. So it's an interesting approach. It's experimental.
Y lo único que les pido a ustedes y a los nuevos programadores, y digo, perdón, a los que se están a este nuevo gabinete, ¿verdad?, de KPFK, que trabajen más a la nueva directiva, que trabajen más con todos los programadores para que la programación de KPFK en realidad sea efectiva.
Okay, so we are urging all of you to pay attention and, to be part of this new birth of new programs so that it can be more effective for KPFK and we can all win.
Gracias, gracias a todos.
That show rocks, by the way.
No, he doesn't have a badge.
That's a great show. Take that out.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gary. You have the floor.
My name is John, KPFK listener sponsor. Again, I encourage the board at a future meeting to establish a program director search committee so you can begin the process to have a permanent program director of your choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. Thank you, John.
Hi. I have a couple of questions for the GM when she gives her report. What happened to the third-party fundraising from October? My understanding is it raised about $45,000. I don't see it as an expense item on the financials. I wonder what happened to that money. It came in. It went out. It's got to be expensed somewhere. And also, my understanding is that Jerry Quickly and a producer are getting on salary, and I wonder how that happened since so many union staff was laid off and
whatever, because they couldn't afford the staff. And I'd like to know how that happened, who approved it. There's been a hiring freeze for a long time, and there certainly wasn't that money in the budget. So I'm just, how did that happen? So that's it. Thanks. Oh, one other thing. The committees that you just got elected, basically the LSB, the PNB will choose which directors go on those committees. And then once they're chosen, they will convene the meetings. So these new committees won't get convened until the PNB is chosen. So.
Buenas tardes. Solamente voy a hacer una especie de información sobre la programación en español. Mi nombre es Jesús Cruz.
Yes, I'm only going to do kind of a review of los programas de qué.
Solo voy a dar una información sobre la programación en español.
Okay, so we're just going to do a review of presentation of the Spanish language program.
Soy colaborador de Voces de Libertad y pues como también parte de la Asociación de Programadores en Español.
I am a part of the collective of Voces de Libertad, which is on Tuesday nights, and also a member of APE. Yes, programmers of Spanish language programming.
Y por como un punto de vista e información es que la apertura de las 5 horas que se dio en este año, pues queremos informarles que ha sido muy benéfica y a futuro consideramos muy productiva.
Okay, we feel that the 5 stations that have been just expanded based on the PNB mandate a few years ago at KPFK have been very effective, benefiting the entire community. Again, we want you all to be part of this. They are getting more professional, so we're working on that. So thank you.
Por 2 puntos. Por información a la comunidad inmigrante hispana y el segundo punto es la incrementación de la membresía en KPFK.
El primer punto no te oí. Dímelo. Yeah, on the first point, to deliver the proper information to the community that is lacking and also growing the membership for KPFK, which is key. Expanding.
Bueno, traigo esto a colación para consideración de ustedes y espero que haya apoyo y puntos positivos a esta apertura de la programación en español.
Thank you. So we're just making this information available to you so that you can appreciate what we're doing and we can all be on the same boat. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for we're nearing
one
end.
More.
Yeah, we have time for one more. I just wanted to let you know that this will be our last public comment.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Meli. Soy de la Asociación de Programadores en Español y tenemos un programa los viernes por la noche.
And I'm also with our fellow colleague from the Friday evening program for Rock, and her name is Meli, and she is also an associated member of the APE.
Lo que yo he visto aquí es mayormente gente ya adulta y no veo en realidad gente nueva que tenga ideas nuevas. A pesar de la oposición que ha tenido los programas en español y que la sigue teniendo, siempre hay amenazas de que se quieren quitar los programas en español. No entendemos por qué, si los programadores en español venimos a trabajar y a generar dinero para la KPFK.
What I have seen here today is that I see many adults, but no new ideas. And we at the Spanish Language Programming, we continue to renovate and work hard to increase our membership and bring about a professional programming to KPFK. So this is what is lacking, that bridge between you and us. Why the continued attacks on the Spanish language programming?
Lo que no he visto de otros programadores, no veo unión en la KPFK, a pesar de que se dice que es una estación pacifista, una estación de unidad. No se ve aquí, por supuesto, nada de eso.
And I do not see the unity between the programmers, paid and non-paid, in KPFK, even though Pacifica is touted as a pacifist foundation. And certainly we do not see it here.
Y solamente quiero decir que siendo mexicana, siento que hay necesidad bastante. Ustedes no sé de qué lado vivan, pero yo del lado donde vivo, yo siempre promuevo la radio, siempre promovemos la radio y la gente le interesa. Pero solamente nos limitan a unas ciertas horas donde nuestra gente que trabaja, que tiene dos trabajos, llega cansada, nos limitan a cierto tiempo y la programación en español ha trabajado bastante duro, sigue trabajando y nos estamos capacitando, los programadores en español nos estamos capacitando para seguir teniendo nuestra radio pacífica porque somos de ahí, nos sentimos de ahí y no nos van a mover, vamos a seguir luchando por la programación en español. Quiero añadir también que siempre en los programas en español hay algunos donde nuestra página en los archivos no existe y ya tenemos bastante tiempo batallando con eso y muchas gracias.
We have a situation where our programs are not being archived, and so that is a disconnect. And even though we are in the community promoting KPFK all the time consistently and holding live events, this is all for the benefit of everyone, we are not getting the respect necessary. Our programs are not being archived properly. So our listeners are lacking that connection, that connectivity. So we will continue to work. We feel that we're part of Pacifica, and no one is going to get us out. So let's do this together. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's all for public comments. We're going to move into our director's reports at this time. We've allocated about three minutes each per director. So one of our directors is not here today, so I guess that means each of you get five if you need it. Who would like to go first, Grace or Jonathan?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. Bill Crozier decided to notice a meeting for last Friday. That was done. It was noticed for Friday because we had a very long PNB meeting in closed session on the Thursday prior to that, so we could not possibly have noticed it for Thursday and given it a proper full 7 days notice. Any three directors can notice a PNB meeting. It was properly noticed with a full 7 days notice, and we decided to hold it because of the severe financial problems facing Pacifica that we felt should not wait for 2 weeks for another meeting. Okay, what happened in the meeting? There was some protest about holding the meeting on a Friday and actually holding the meeting at all. At any rate, the vice chair from 2016, the only continuing officer from 2016, opened the meeting. She said that the meeting had started. She asked the continuing secretary from 2016, Janet Coburn, pardon me, there are two continuing officers, the vice chair and the secretary. Janet Coburn called the roll. There was quorum. There were approximately 20 people, PNB directors, on the call. The full complement of PNB directors is 22. So after the roll was called, the chair said that the meeting was not properly noticed for various reasons, which I personally would dispute. But anyway, and she adjourned the meeting, but she adjourned the meeting without taking a vote for adjournment, which would surely have lost, because 11 members of the National Board remained on the call, and we continued the meeting, although about 7 people did leave the call. In the continuation of the meeting, which was properly noticed, it was opened, and there was a quorum at the beginning of the meeting, we elected pro tem officers. Jonathan Alexander was elected to be the pro tem chair. Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA was elected the pro tem. Oh, I don't think we elected Sabrina, did we? No. But we did elect a pro tem secretary, Aki Tanaka from KPFA. So then we proceeded to pass a few very important motions. One was to hire Sam Agarwal as a consultant to give us an estimate of exactly what it would take to complete the 2015 and 2016 audits. You know, what steps would be needed and how much money it would cost. We also passed a motion to hold a network-wide fundraiser to pay for the audits. So that was done in open session, and we also went over several situations. One, very serious situations. One is, the main one was that the registration of charitable trusts has warned Pacifica that we are in jeopardy of our nonprofit status if we do not complete all of our financial reporting, including our two audits for 2015 and 2016. The 2014 audit has just been completed. We owe a little over $32,000 to the audit firm for that audit. And, of course, also there will be a considerable expense to get all the bookkeeping in order to prepare for the 2015-2016 audits. We are hoping that we can get an extension of time so that we can comply with the requirements of the Registry for Charitable Trusts. Okay, that completed basically. There may have been some other motions passed. I don't recall at this exact moment, but we went into closed session. And at that time, the most important thing in the open session was that we voted to accept the alternate tally of the 2016 affiliates director election. So what happened in 2016 is three directors from WBAI who were elected in December to complete the 2016 term on the PNB were refused admittance to the PNB and were not allowed to vote in the affiliate director election, which we felt very strongly was a violation of the bylaws.
Grace, I want to give you time to continue. I know this is important. I just want to tell you that it's 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so the WB, it was our feeling on the call, the majority of the people on the call, that it was improper to disenfranchise three of the four PNB directors from WBAI. It's a clear violation of the bylaws. And actually, the tellers of that affiliate director elections allowed an alternate tally to be done. They allowed those three directors to vote in the election, and they calculated two tallies for the election, one with them and one without them. So we voted to accept the alternate tally, which removes Ifeah Wangaza from the National Board and replaces her with Dave Beaton, who is a broadcaster has a radio station in Florida. Okay, so we seated Dave Beaton during the call. Okay, so that by the end of the call, we had 14 people on the call. We adjourned the meeting, and then we went into closed session with 14 people, and in the closed session, we decided to remove the current IED and replace her with Bill Crozier, who is a director from Texas, from KPFT in Texas. So, that you can see that announcement on the Pacifica.org website. I believe that's about it for my report.
Thank you, Grace. Jonathan? And congratulations, Jonathan, on your election as pro-interim chair of the PNB.
Thank you.
After the director's report, we'll take questions. We have a question and answer session on the schedule.
Grace pretty much covered everything that I was going to cover. The open session meeting, I want to remind everyone that it was streamed, just like all of our meetings are, and maybe people want to tune in to KPFTX and listen to the meetings for yourselves and see what's going on and see the way that the new board conducts itself. And I think that about covers everything. There was one more thing. In open session, we also briefly discussed a search for a new general counsel for the foundation to replace Dan Siegel.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. We also have, before question and answers, we also have a report from our treasurer.
Okay.
than the last meeting of the Pacifica, the National Finance Committee, just gave instructions to the business manager at National to coordinate all of the budgets from each of the stations and the Pacifica National Archive to make a combined budget to send to the PNB for approval. That's basically the business that occurred. And in going over KPFK's books, the treasurer is two parts, part of the National Finance Committee and here on the Finance Committee. We need more money, but as is listed in the general manager's report, we're doing well on this fund drive. We're paying down some of our debts, and we have issues with the increased cost of a new programmer and possibly an aggressive estimation of savings and medical benefits. But I think this year's Finance Committee is going to be more standardized and less confrontational or argumentative. You have to work. The Finance Committee has to work with management, has to work with the general manager, whoever that is, to find out what's happening to report it to the LSB. And that's what we're working on doing. That's all.
Thank you, Ken. Okay, so we're opening it up to questions.
I got a question, too.
Okay, so we have a queue of Fernando and Adam.
And who's going to go first?
Okay, Steve, so we have Fernando, Adam, Steve. Fernando, please go ahead with your question.
Quickly, three questions. I understand that this conference call was held via telephone. And how do you distinguish between a public meeting and a closed session meeting and a telephone conference when anyone can be listening to this confidential info? Point two. Or question two. This situation that we see developing at the Pacifica National Board, the questions about the legality of the way it was conducted, is this a replay of when three PNB meeting, PNB members elected permanently an executive director when everybody else was absent? And thirdly, but not least important, this apparent objection to the new pay programmer at KPFK, is this based on the financial concerns or ideological concerns?
I can answer the question.
I would like to just make one time comment. In terms of the rest of our agenda, it's now 1:20. Okay, we have a close time of 2:30 for sure, so I just want people to be aware. I don't want to cut people off. I just want you to be aware of what our time is.
Thank you. I can answer his first question. It was in regards to the open and closed sessions. Sorry. It's in regard to open and closed sessions. Routinely, the PNB has telephone meetings, unless we have an in-person meeting, and we haven't had an in-person meeting in, since it was here, I guess, about 2 years ago. I don't see an in-person meeting happening in the near future, so all of our meetings are telephone meetings, open and closed. An open session is streamed on KPFTX, that way it is a public meeting. The closed session is not streamed, and it is on a different, we adjourn the open session, dial in to a different, to the loop-up system using a different code, specifically for the executive session. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, Steve?
And questions
Steve,
2 and 3 remain open.
What about his other question?
Okay, they can answer him. I don't have an objection to the new programmer, so if someone wants to object, but he was on the finance.
What was the second question?
Well, you were trying to avoid naming names, but at one point, a interim executive director was given by three members of the PNB, was given a permanent position without the rest of the PNB approving the deal, which was clearly illegal, and at the end of the day, it was declared illegal, and that person had to go. Is this what's going on right now? Another illegal shenanigan that we're going to have to face, painfully face the answer later with after spending some money in legal expenses.
Thank you for giving us a little rundown of the history of this. We held an executive session on Friday evening. It was properly noticed, and there were 14 people in attendance. The entire national board could have called in. They all had the number and code. Obviously, 8 of them chose not to call into the call. However, there were 14 of us who participated. That is a quorum of the PNB. And, you know, business was conducted. Among the business was the appointment of Bill Crozier from KPFT as the new interim executive director, and you can read about that on the Pacifica.org website. There's an announcement. I don't see that there is any way that that was illegal. It wasn't done by 3 people. It was done by 14 members of the national board, which is a quorum. It was done at a legally and properly noticed meeting of the national board. It was done in closed session, which is proper because it's a personnel matter. We reported out what was proper to report out. So as far as I can tell, and all of us agree that it was legally done, and the meeting was conducted properly, and that's all.
And the objections to the paid programmer, the new paid programmer that is dramatically increasing the audience at KPFK, I understand there's some objections to that expenditure.
I didn't hear an objection.
Can I have an objection?
Yeah, he raised
an
it.
An objection to what?
The new paid programmer.
Do you have an objection to the new programmer that was hired by KPFK, Ken?
No, I said that there was the consideration that it's changed our budget. I did not say it was right or wrong, and not at all. I didn't say I supported it or not, but I have made the public statement about that elsewhere. I'm just saying it's a financial consideration because it increases our obligation under income, salary.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
You're next.
Then Bill Crozier is the interim executive director currently.
Yes.
Is there any way that could be derailed?
Sure, no.
How? Jonathan says no. You say yes.
Okay, I think we need to defer to the directors on this.
Oh, yeah. I'll clarify my answer. In my opinion, no, I'm certain it will be challenged. Last I checked, the outgoing executive director did not seem to have a problem with it. But, you know, anything can happen. Change is the only constant last time I checked.
Jonathan, are you going to continue to be chairman of the PNB until another election is held then?
Yeah, I believe I will convene the next meeting. However, and that's in the event that the results of the permanent election is not disclosed to us, but my understanding is that the deadline for voting was today and Tuesday afternoon, either 1 or 3 Pacific time, they'll give us the results.
Thank you, Jonathan. Adam?
Roberta can go ahead.
Okay, basically, I'm very happy that there is a talk of a coordinated 5-station program of several days of dedicated fundraising to pay the audit specifically. I'll be happy to support it. I'll be happy to work in whatever it takes. I'll be on board for that. But I do have one concern, and I would like our directors to carry this to whoever our consulting CFO or IEDs are. We were surprised terribly last month when a surprise levy was visited upon Pacifica, which unfortunately hit KPFK, because we unfortunately had money in the bank thanks to some successful local fundraising. If it had been another station that had had a fuller pocket, it might have gone there first. We have, and we're not talking about it publicly, although it has been leaked, we have several high-profile, big-ticket liabilities floating around, and I had no idea about this potential levy. It was a very stale debit item from years past. I would hate to see our stations fill up the bank for the audits to get us out of this, and then, whoops, somebody has to lose it all to pay this. I would love if our new consulting CFO, IEDs, or whoever can come up with a particular safe, secure repository, maybe through a third-party account or a special designated something, where it would be checks paid to Pacifica Audit Fund, and it would not be attachable for a surprise. I'm not saying we have a surprise, but we had one a month ago. I don't want to see us have another one after going through all this work.
Okay. Is there a question there?
Yeah.